USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden is so far holding firm for his call for a large COVID relief package. The president has insisted he would prefer any deal to be bipartisan and believes some Republicans will join Democrats. That being said, the Senate did approve a motion to proceed to debate over their budget resolution, which could allow them to approve relief with a simple majority. Democrat Senator from West Virginia, Joe Manchin, believes there has to be a bipartisan stimulus package.
Very clear from the President of the United States to all of my colleagues, we're going to make this work in a bipartisan way. My friends on the other side are going to have input, and we're going to do something that we agree on.
NFLPA Executive Director DeMaurice Smith telling ESPN he doesn't see any scenario where they would agree to move the Super Bowl. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.